Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to Born Yesterday, a podcast experiment in which Andy Barr...
That's me, motherfucker, don't wear the name out.
And me, Alexander Bennett, have been cloning ourselves, and the clones have had 24 hours to learn about three things.
That's right, Alexander, they've learned about three things, and we have invited some special comedian guests to explain other things to them, under the understanding that they only have cognizance of the three things previously mentioned, which in this week's episode are...
A fish and chips shop.
Scooby-Doo.
And the game of chess.
That's fucking right.
Andy.
Mm-hmm?
Fish and chips.
Yep.
Fan or no fan?
I would say broadly fan.
What's your order?
Classic fish, chips, salt, no vinegar. Don't like vinegar.
This is like one of those other fucking podcasts.
Yeah.
What's your...
Hey, right, okay, Alexander, what's your ideal? Right, okay.
Well, I've thought about this a lot, and fish and chips, I'd actually just get, you know, normal battered carbs, nothing fancy.
You can't go...
And a load of... Chips.
You can't go wrong with battered cod.
I think we're parodying two slightly different types of podcast.
Would you ever fuck a fish?
Hey listeners, I'm comedian A.
I'm comedian B.
And we're here to interview our comedian friends about their favourite fish and chips order.
My dad is comedian one.
You're much of a chess player, Andy?
A little bit.
Yeah. I also like chess. I'm not very good at it.
You've got to control the centre of the board, as far as I understand.
The centre of the board?
The centre of the board, yeah.
That's the... thing yeah. You're aiming for.
No use getting your horses out patrolling the perimeter.
Horses.
Your horses, yeah.
Mm. So literally just get your pieces in the centre. Or
yeah, but I mean, they've got to be backed up, you know.
Right, yeah.
You've got, yeah. That's my understanding of it.
Mm.
However, I am not very good at chess.
No, I'm not. Have you
ever seen
one of those
musicals
called
Chess? With Anthony Head in it, or Anthony Head's brother.
Anthony Head?
Yeah.
In chess?
Anthony Head's brother's in chess.
Anthony Head has a brother?
Yeah.
This is Anthony Head news that I suppose isn't really news. Facts that I was... I feel like I'm fairly across my Anthony Head, but I did not know he had a brother.
He's got a brother, I think.
Where?
And one of them's in chess. Where? Either Anthony Head or Anthony Head's brother.
I have never seen the musical
Richard.
Jess. I have never seen the musical Chess.
Neither have I.
So I don't know what it's about.
Neither do I.
There's one very famous song called Anthem.
There's another, there's a more famous song called Chess.
No, never heard that.
Get your pieces forward. Occupy the center of the board. Here's my queen. Check out my queen. My queen's coming for your king.
Black versus white. Black versus white. Black versus white. We don't mean anything by this. Black versus white. Black versus white.
Yeah, that. Anyway, that is explicitly, that sentiment is explicitly endorsed by one of the Head brothers. The brother's head.
So, Andy.
Yes.
Did you watch Scooby-Doo as a child?
No.
I didn't particularly, because it's quite bad.
Yes, crap.
Of all of those 60s Hanna-Barbera cartoons, it is the worst.
Yeah. You could go anywhere. Yeah, you could go Top Cat, you could go Catch the Pigeon, Wacky Races, Hong Kong Phooey, all better than that.
Yeah. I think the Jetsons is probably worse, but
Jetsons
can fucking...
I didn't have that on video, so I'm not interested in that.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Scooby-Doo.
Yep.
The sort of...
Tell me the thing.
The smart reading of Scooby-Doo is that it's anti-mysticism and pro-science.
Yeah.
Because it's a show about ghosts where no ghosts are real.
Yeah.
You know, it's always the guy who owns the abandoned fairground.
Yeah. Who wants to make it continue to be abandoned by making a ghost be in it.
Yeah. Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the Scooby Gang never put their crime-solving capabilities into...
The rash of serial killings in California in the 70s and 80s.
I mean, there were so many people who committed a number of slayings.
Yeah.
That, you know, the police at the time, they use what they can.
The Golden Red Rule!
But any police force will tell you that they don't have the resources, even on large-scale crimes such as that, you know, with pretty big investigative teams.
Yeah. You've got to have a huge investigative team.
That's how Shaggy would say it.
An investigative team.
Like Zoinks, it's the investigative team.
Investigative team. My mother wouldn't let me watch Scooby-Doo.
Why not?
Because she thought that cartoons were satanic.
Is that true?
Not exactly.
She thought they were a bad influence.
I think so, yeah. And certainly when my...
Even Scooby-Doo, which is totally anodyne.
I didn't want to watch it anyway, but, you know, she probably would have... And you know, it wasn't an active prohibition, but more a discouragement. Just going, look, you don't watch this.
Yeah.
Don't watch this rubbish.
Yeah.
The devil is in it.
Right.
In every frame. But also, there's another reason you shouldn't watch it. Is it bad? My niece, when she was very young, you could tell when she'd watched an episode of Tom and Jerry because she would be incredibly violent. It really set her off.
Yeah. I did watch a bit of Scooby-Doo.
I can tell.
It's really bad, though.
I can see it in your eyes.
It sucks.
Lucifer. Yeah, it's crap. Who was the... Who were the cast that were in the live-action one?
Well, let me tell you in detail. So, first off, you've got Freddie Prinze Jr.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Son of... comedian Freddie Prinze Jr.
Freddie Prinze. I thought you meant the magician... Musician... Prinze.
No. But I see what you've done there.
Thanks.
No, there was a...
Yeah, I did it.
There was a rather successful comedian called Freddie Prinze, who is the father of Freddie Prinze Jr., who died very young.
How young? 10.
2.
such a rich and varied career packed into...
Yeah.
Such a short
But he got someone pregnant, and people found that funny, and that's why he's a comedian. At the age
you see
of 2.
What this hilarious 2-year-old did?
What a card.
That was the way at the time. You'd view, you know, you wouldn't ask questions of the woman who'd knocked her up by the 2-year-old.
Well, not when she's too busy laughing at this hilarious baby that's knocked her up. Hey, everyone, come and look at this baby. He's a father. It's an absolute scream.
Well, he didn't get to be a father because he carked it too.
He died tragically young after getting someone pregnant at the age of 2.
Oh, the fucking... Oh, it's...
Anyway, that's...
His toddler's shot his load so hard his bones have come out. What are you pointing over there?
I was trying to get you to get closer to the microphone.
Well, I don't think there was any need to. I'd realised there was. This is an unusable remark. So
no, I'm loving it. So that's Freddie Prinze Jr.'s dad.
He never got to be Freddie Prinze Sr.
No. Baby that came so hard it deflated like a whoopee cushion. Next in the Scooby-Doo live-action early noughties films.
Velma,
who it's something... Cardellini is the name of the actress. Who is one of those people where we go, we need to get a woman to play
ugly whilst being incredibly hot.
Yeah, yeah. then it's Sarah Michelle Gellar as... Daphne.
Good lord.
Straight off the back of a hit cult TV show, and then straight into a couple of movies, and then basically no career for 20 years.
See ya.
And then Matthew Lillard as Shaggy in some of the best casting cartoon to live action.
No, fair fucks to them. I remember what he looked like, and he looked like the character,
and is superb as the character. Yeah. He's the perfect,
the shining light of the whole.
Yeah,
sordid affair.
Yeah, and Scooby-Doo is played by some terrifying CG.
Mm.
And Scrappy-Doo is played for most of the film by Rowan Atkinson.
No.
Have you not seen this film?
No, I haven't, no. Because I thought it was going to be shit, and I was right.
Oh, my God. Well, let me tell you the plot of the...
Did they bust Christopher Lee in for one scene?
No.
Oh, that's a missed opportunity.
It is. For horror paraphernalia type things. Yeah.
Cushing?
No.
Price?
No.
Oh.
Let me tell you the plot.
Okay.
Of the first Scooby-Doo movie. The Scooby Gang... this is as I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing
accurate then.
The film brings you into their normal mystery busting activities.
Yeah.
And
smoking weed and leeching off the taxpayer.
I don't think they're state funded. But the film starts with them busting mysteries, and then something happens and they go their separate ways for years.
Right. So it's a getting the gang back together flick.
Yeah, but that has no relevance.
Okay.
And then they go to like a desert island that is kind of like half theme park, half holiday resort that is run by Rowan Atkinson.
What?
And they've been asked to come there because there's been spooks of some description.
Right.
But the twist is for the live action version.
Atkinson is behind it, and he's Scrappy Doo.
No. I'll get to that.
Right, okay.
The spooks are real, so they're not guys in costumes.
No,
they're real ghosts.
Get out of town.
Yeah,
that upends.
So the first thing that the live action film does is completely do away with the premise of the original thing.
Yeah.
Then there follows an extended period of hijinks.
Yeah, that, and that's what the script says, I presume.
Yes.
Just hijinks.
Yep.
Sort of fill in post.
Mm. And then they, towards the end of the film, they confront Rowan Atkinson, they knock him down. He turns out to be a robot operated by Scrappy Doo, who is getting revenge because the team found him so annoying that they left him in the desert to die. That is the plot of the first live-action Scooby-Doo film.
Good Lord.
Mm.
What's the plot of the second one?
I can't remember the specifics of the plot, but it's quite similar to Old Boy.
Scrappy-Doo's in it again, then.
Roll Roy!
Scooby visits... having been released from his captivity. Sushi restaurant. Behind the counter. Scrappy Doo.
He has to swallow him whole.
No, I was implying that Scrappy Doo is Scooby Doo's son.
Oh!
But he doesn't know it.
In this episode. Our two guests in this episode are Huge Davies and Celia AB. Please find Huge and Celia on various forms of social media. Follow them. Go and see their shows. They are both fantastic comedians. You should be looking up what they do.
You fucking should.
Please rate and review this show and episode on whatever podcast app you are listening to it on.
And on WhatsApp. Yes. Get in those chats. Get in those chats and start telling the people.
Slide
get
into people's
this stuff.
DMs and just tell them how good this bloody podcast is.
Yeah, and send us some fan art. And you can follow me on TikTok at Barstard. That's BARRSTARD. It's a great username. At present, at the time of recording, there are at least 7 TikToks on there for your delectation.
Let's listen to the episode.
Yes.
Huge Davies and Celia AB, thank you for agreeing to explain a few things to us today.
It's okay. It's okay.
Thank you so much.
You should be thankful.
And we are.
Yeah.
We're very thankful. Just so you know, in the time that myself and Andy have been alive, we've come to learn something of the following 3 things.
Yeah.
A fish and chip shop.
Good.
A fish and chip shop.
That's a dish.
A fish and chip shop.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So it's fish and chips. Wow.
Yes. We are familiar with Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
And we are also aware of the game of chess.
Are you familiar with Scooby-Doo, like the whole lot, or just or the animal?
We are familiar with some of his associates.
Okay.
If you've seen an episode,
we
you know them personally.
We have perceived Scooby-Doo through various means.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. It sounds like you don't even know if you'd seen it. If you watched them on TV, you wouldn't know how to explain that.
So it's chess.
Scooby-Doo and a fish and chip shop. Yeah.
Did you do that on the same day? That's a nice day.
Yeah, it was.
We did do it on the same
quite
day.
A nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
If
well, I think so.
Stuff,
on the chessboard, what would Scooby be? He wouldn't be the king, surely. He'd be the bishop, maybe.
No, Scooby, I think.
Daphne and Fred are king?
I think I should say this as early as possible. Don't know much about Scooby-Doo.
Okay, cool, interesting.
Okay, well, we know a bit. Yes, there is a.
There's a dog.
There are two dogs.
There are two dogs. One of them.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
What do you mean?
There's
no?
A smaller
no.
one.
No.
Yes. There's Scooby Doo and then there's Scrappy Doo.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I think cousin.
We don't know.
There's a woman with glasses.
There's only 3 things you know about. You should know the relationship between.
We don't know everything about those 3 things.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Okay.
Okay. And chess.
Yeah.
Okay. And fish and chip shops.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that's all sorted.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to know about more people. If at all possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Celia, in 1 minute, could you please explain to myself and Andy who McBusted are? Your time starts now.
Well, why don't we learn together? McBusted. No idea. That should be.
What does that sound like to you? Who do you think that is?
Is it a TikTok singer guy?
What's TikTok?
So you know how Scooby-Doo, you watched it on like a vessel that showed
a vessel.
Like it was like a it was like a vessel that just showed you images and stuff, right? It was like a thing, a television.
We perceived Scooby-Doo and his associates through a sort of flat plane.
Now imagine Scooby-Doo, but real short. Real
Scrappy-Doo.
Like not the dog. It's what you saw. Imagine that, like over just a shorter amount of time.
How do they uncover the monster? If
they don't. There's a lot of.
It's just a sort of sudden image of Scooby-Doo.
So sudden image, straight to the point. So that's TikTok.
Straight to the point.
Straight to the point. No time.
And how are McBusted involved?
A bit
in
like
that?
This, actually.
How are McBusted involved?
How are McBusted? They're.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Celia. Thank you. Our time is up explaining that. In a minute, you've told us that McBusted are in some way related to TikTok, which is a surface in which you get a sudden flash of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, really short.
Yeah. Thank you, Celia.
Yep. And that's the truth.
You keep saying, when we ask you about how you watch Scooby-Doo, you just say it's sort of an astral plane, like it came to you in a dream sequence.
We perceived it on a sort of flat thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huge.
Yeah.
In 1 minute, could you please explain to us who the Hell's Angels are? Time starts now.
So you know Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Yes.
He rides around in a van.
Yeah.
The mystery machine.
The mystery machine. Mm. Take two. You know the wheels on the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take two of those lads away.
Which ones?
Two of the lads on the bottom. Two wheels.
But which of them?
You take the one off the back and one off the front. You've now got a motorcycle.
Front right, front left.
Yeah, you've now got a motorcycle.
Rear left.
So a motorcycle is a van that's missing two wheels.
What am I telling you about again? I've immediately forgotten.
The Hell's Angels.
Hell's Angels, wow. And you know how Scooby-Doo's really get scared a lot by lots of bad bad lads.
Yeah. Say lads again.
Yeah, sorry. Lads are just
wheels.
Fred and Scooby and wheels are lads. Oh, they're all lads.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The Hell's Angels.
Yeah. So imagine loads and loads of vans, but with only two legs.
Legs.
Wheels.
I think we really need to come to a proper understanding of what constitutes a wheel now, because they're legs, they're lads.
I'm sorry, I just describe everything as lads.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We appreciate all of the information.
We could run into problems at some point during this if that's going to be how it runs.
But if you just did what I did, then maybe everything would be more simple for you. You know, so I don't have to think about anything.
If we described everything using the word lads.
Yeah, just a couple of lads.
Okay.
Well, we'll see what McBusted is.
We'll see how that...
A couple of lads. Yeah.
I wish I got that. What is McBusted?
Well, it's something to do with TikTok.
We don't know.
Andy, could you
really?
Could you sum up who the Hell's Angels are, according to Huge?
So they're basically the occupants of a mystery machine that's been deprived of two of its lads, and that's that.
Thank you, Huge.
I'm pretty happy with that.
Good. We're happy too.
Yeah.
Minute seems so little. What you guys got going on later? Why is it a minute?
We don't know. we just feel the urge to learn.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Just really quickly.
At a sort of TikTok rate.
Feel like the things that are relevant.
Like TikTok.
Yeah.
What's behind all this?
We don't know. We simply
don't
know.
Who's making you do these things?
Yeah.
What we have first for knowledge, we would like to know about more places.
Ooh. Okay.
We're aware that there are other places other than this place. Celia, in 2 minutes, could you please explain to us what a sauna is?
Yes.
Your time starts now.
So fish and chips. In order to make fish and chips, you have to cook something in a lot of heat. So you have to use heat in order for it to cook.
An oil.
Oil. Mm. So the component of oil is not needed for a sauna. You just need the heat part of it, the fact that it's hot. And when you are a human or a person, being around a certain amount of heat makes you feel really nice and relaxed.
Is it the same amount of heat that the fish and chips are going through?
No, I wouldn't say so, because then that's quite unhealthy. That's not good for you. But if
how much more or how little is it?
I'd say you're looking at 50, I don't know how to quantify heat because you don't know.
Is a batter applied in a sauna?
Like, if you, like you could blanch a human.
What's blanching?
So it's not quite hot. It's the surface of it is like hot, but in a way that doesn't kill the inside of it. And that's what you want in a sauna. A sauna is a place that you go with your friends, like the people in Scooby-Doo. And then
Daphne, Velma, Fred,
yeah,
and a dog.
So when you're like, oh, I want to be relaxed. I'm so like stressed from solving crimes. I want to go and relax. Let's all get hot. So then,
but not so hot that it would kill the inside.
Yeah. No.
Kills the outside.
And dogs are not allowed. I think. I hope.
Dogs are possibly not allowed.
No, I hope not.
What would happen if one were allowed?
I think it'd be stinky. I think it wouldn't be good.
Right.
What's stinky?
Oh God. We don't have time.
Scooby's other cousin. Yeah. Stinky dude.
So it
We've
would
not
be...
not encountered him on the plane.
So it's a place where you sit down with your friend and it's hot and you relax. And you know what? Don't even need the last few seconds.
Why is it relaxing to be hot?
Because it slows down your heart rate, which is how you feel when you play chess.
When you're playing a game of chess, your heart slows down.
Yeah, because you're relaxed.
So why don't you do that instead of getting hot?
You can do both.
So you can get
chess in a sauna.
Thank you.
Well, sign me up.
Thank you, Celia.
You're welcome.
And sign me up is a very good way to end a section, your segment. Sign me up.
That's like my anchor man. Yeah. Sign up.
It's nice to conclude things. Should we continue that as a thing?
Yeah. Sign me up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In 2 minutes, Celia, you've explained that a sauna is a place where you take your friends and possibly a dog. Mm-hmm. After you've solved crimes, to slow down your heart rate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so happy with that.
Good.
You could take that to court. They wouldn't.
Why?
Because you're free that day. I don't know. Yeah.
And just in a sentence, what's a court?
Yeah.
Court. Is the judgiest place on earth. There's a guy with a little hammer.
That's where they put all Scooby Doo's.
The bad guys.
Bad guys away.
Yeah.
They go there after all the...
It's full of ghosts and people pretending to be ghosts.
And people wear wigs and stuff. It's a crazy place. It's like Berghain.
Mm. Okay, and in a shorter sentence, what's Berghain?
The greatest place on earth.
Okay.
Never been to Berghain.
So a court is a crazy place full of ghosts and
the
people.
The judgiest place on earth.
The judgiest place on earth, but it's full of ghosts.
Yeah.
And Berghain's better than that.
Yeah.
Oh,
is it more or less judgmental?
Berghain, probably more, I'd say.
Okay.
There's a guy at the front of it. He's like, "You, no." I mean, come on, that's not very nice, is it?
That sounds judgmental.
Yeah.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. Hello, mate.
Could you, in 2 minutes, please tell us what or where the Japanese suicide forest is?
Okay.
Your time starts now.
So, you know how... In Scooby-Doo, after they catch the guy at the end who's in a mask.
Take him to court.
Yeah, take him to court. You know, he's very...
Or the Berghain.
You know, sometimes they get a bit sad at the end when they get caught.
They often refer to Scooby and the gang as meddling kids.
Yeah, they seem angry to me.
They seem angry and sad. Mm. Sadness is like a bit like anger, but quiet.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone's been journaling.
Yeah.
Could you describe a situation in which you might be angry? Because we've sort of seen people express sort of different feelings of themselves, but we don't fully understand it.
So it's like sadness comes after anger. So it's like initially, like you disrupt my plan. I'm dressed as a big fish.
You're one of Scooby Doo's villains.
Yeah. You're not a fish. You say you're not a fish. You're a man. And I say, well, that's annoying, isn't it? I hate you. I wish you'd meddle with it. And then later I go, I could have done it different, better fish costume, not done this whole thing.
So
that's sadness.
It's a reflective feeling.
Yeah. Okay. And then sometimes when you're sad, sometimes if you was to go to a nice forest, a forest is, before you ask me, forest is a place where
a
fish live.
Right.
From fish and chips.
Yep.
So they live in the forest.
Okay.
So it's sort of pre-fish and chip.
And
shop.
what is Japanese about this forest?
Beautiful. Do you like beautiful? Do you know what beauty is?
Don't know.
Don't really know.
Take a look at this.
Sally, could you start a beat, please?
Sign me up.
Sometimes.
So what is beautiful? Because that's Japanese. Japanese is beautiful.
Japanese is beautiful.
What is beautiful?
You know when you look at something, you go, oh.
No.
Oh, okay. You know, something you go.
Fish attracted to beauty.
I imagine so. Yeah, they're always in good. I think so. I think smashed it.
Thank you.
That was so good.
Sign me up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm bringing the clapping into the.
Yeah, you do, Andy. Please. Yeah.
We'd like to sum up what we've learned about the Japanese suicide forest.
Yes, absolutely. So after the ghost has had its sort of hat removed, or it's a fish or whatever, it experiences two emotions. I was initially led to believe that they're experienced simultaneously, but now I understand that they exist on a sort of sliding scale, which is sort of determined by volume. So the louder they are, that's anger, and then they get quieter later on, and sort of more reflective, that's sadness. And as a result, they go to a forest, which is a place where fish live, and it's in Japan. And then something happens.
Something happens.
Yeah.
And the fish are there because it's beautiful.
I did sort of didn't want to tell you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
We want you to tell us.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, isn't it? Because I just want to.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell someone about those things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, and we don't know how old you. We don't know.
We're a day old.
Yeah.
That's too young.
Too young to know about that.
But now this seems like forbidden knowledge, and I think we're going to try and find out about it later if you don't.
Yeah. I think we'll
tell us in a controlled environment.
Make sure you don't bring a camera down there with Logan
Paul. And just very briefly,
Learn what apology is.
Very briefly, who's Logan Paul?
Logan Paul, you know TikTok. King of TikTok.
He's the king of a very.
The king is the queen's husband. From chess.
Well, we know that they stand next to each other. Does that imply a relationship?
Well, I think Logan did stand next to it. Yeah, whilst he was talking. <it. laughs>
Okay, so Logan Paul is a king.
Yeah.
Therefore, he moved one pace at a time through a suicide forest.
Yeah.
Whereas his queen could move in any direction in the suicide forest as quickly as she liked.
Cool.
And it was beautiful.
Mm.
Art.
Oh, yeah.
You know about art.
And
I love art.
Creativity.
Have we been to an art exhibition together?
I think we must have. We have the vibe of having been to an exhibition.
We've been to a pub before. it was a pub, and they used to hang pirates off it.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates?
Sorry. So
we're attempting to learn about art.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Celia.
Oui.
In 3 minutes.
Si.
Could you please... Don't understand what
three
that
minutes.
Is.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Whoa.
It's a long time, isn't it? Imagine new stuff.
Could you please explain to us the plot of the Pixar film A Bug's Life?
Oh, for fuck's sake, I haven't seen it.
What do you mean you haven't seen A Bug's Life?
Your 3 minutes start now.
Oh, my God. So there's probably... So Pixar, yeah? Pixar?
I don't know.
No,
so
what's
you said
that?
Pixar movie A Bug's Life. So Pixar are... So Scooby-Doo, bit of fun. Scooby-Doo is aimed at children who are little people who are like younger...
All little people are children.
No. Who are sort of like younger. They've been on the planet for less time, so they know less. A bit like you. You would be considered children. So...
If we were smaller.
Right.
Yeah. Have we discussed how tall you are? Do people know how tall you are, or are you just beings...
This is for us.
We're clones of Andy Barr and Alexander Bennett.
A Bug's Life is like a Bug's Life is like.
What is A Bug's Life like?
Yeah.
Oh God, I have fucking. It's like McBusted.
McBusted. So it's a sort of.
So it, like it's aimed at children, yes, I think, right. But it has a lot of heart to it, which makes you feel all.
What's having a lot of heart?
It's something. It's like so. It makes you feel something like melancholy and warmth, which is like sadness, but with
So it's after you've been your fish head has been taken off.
No, so kind of. So then you feel sad, but it's like a nice bit of sad because everything ends up being okay at the end. And in A Bug's Life,
so melancholy.
So anger and sadness exist on a sort of similar scale to melancholy, but it can go off in a different direction that doesn't end in a Japanese suicide forest.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So A Bug's Life is like, what I know about it is a film about...
Can I ask a question?
No.
What's a bug?
A bug is...
Do you know when fish get old?
Yeah.
They start...
We don't know when fish get old.
So a fish is an animal.
Okay, fine, all right.
So cool. A fish is an animal.
Sorry, I thought you
might know that. Okay,
so fish is an animal. A bug is like an animal, but small. So like a bug would be a fish. So like scale wise, a bug is to a fish what a fish is to us. So like,
so but you can get children's portions and adult sized portions. So there's a difference in size there. So I don't know if that.
So big. We're thinking adult. No, but a child sized portion is a normal fish are the same. A child sized portion
fish are the same.
So bugs are to fish what fish are to us.
Yes.
So fish go into a shop.
And there's a bug and chip shop. Yep.
There's a bug and chip
so
shop.
Chips are static.
Yeah, so chips.
Given that fish are a type of animal and Scooby-Doo is a type of animal and bugs are also animals, can you take a bug into a sauna?
Yeah, take many bugs into a sauna. You can.
And why would you?
Because they're your friends.
and you take your friends to a sauna.
You take your friends to a sauna
to
and
slow
a bug.
Their heart rate. Thank you.
And a bug
thank you, Sally.
Is
thank you. Thank
can
you.
Can we pick stuff that I've seen?
How about you just watch any film?
We don't know what.
I'm sorry, I'm too busy watching actual films, not A Bug's Life.
What do you mean? It's a groundbreaking film.
No, well, is Ant-Man like the same as A Bug's Life?
I don't know. We don't know.
Because I saw Ant-Man Quantumania.
But we do know.
And that's an actual film.
And that's an actual film.
Film.
Okay. We do know something about A Bug's Life now, which is A Bug's Life is it's a film.
Watch it.
In a similar way to how you perceive Scooby-Doo, but it's about taking some bugs into a sauna to slow down their heart rate.
Yeah, and relaxing them, and then there's a lot of heart to it.
Yeah,
which is the feeling that you get after you've been foiled by Scooby and the Dang.
The Dang.
Yeah. And let me tell you that film, sign me up.
Thank you, Sally.
I'm googling the plot now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sally.
That really is all very helpful.
I'm sorry, guys.
Huge. 3 minutes. Could you please explain to us the Dolmio puppet family?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
What, 98?
Your time starts now.
So.
3 minutes.
So.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story.
In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So you know fish and chips?
Yes.
Yeah. You know where fish and chips is from?
The forest.
From the forest, yeah.
Well, the fish are from the forest. We don't know where chips are from.
Okay. Yeah. The chips are made out of...
Fish live in the forest because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So the chips, yeah, they're from...
Yeah.
Where are they from?
Italy. Now...
What's Italy?
Italy is a place. It's a bit like the forest, but even more beautiful. Okay. A bit like Birkheim, but even more beautiful.
But less judgmental.
Yes, less judgmental.
So Italy is like a Japanese suicide forest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
It's
Logan Paul been?
Logan Paul's been, and he's filmed it all. He's conquered. He's king of there too, I think.
King of there too?
Yeah.
He's called Logan Paolo.
Logan Paolo. Okay.
Thank you, Sammy.
De nada.
You know Scooby-Doo, they're a bit like a family. Aren't they? Do you know what a family is?
No.
Sort of mum, sort of like a group of, lads again, I'm going to say it.
Right.
Group of lads, wheels. Really close. You know how they spend all their time together?
The kind of people you would take to a sauna.
Kind of people I'd take to a sauna, kind of people I would eat fish and chips with, kind of people I would play chess with. Okay. You know, these are family things.
Yeah.
But imagine if that family,
So hold on, a family is the kind of people that you would play chess with.
Yeah. Do you know bugs?
They're sort of what fish are to us to fish.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes they're very long. They're long bugs.
Right. Yeah.
They're called worms. Right. Okay. They're a bit. And sometimes we eat the worms.
Why?
For sustenance.
And punishment.
Under what circumstances? What crime would result in? Eating worms.
No, there's no crime. You just do it for a laugh.
It's a punishment for the worms.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. What crime would a worm have to commit in order to necessitate this punishment?
Okay. I've tried to go down so many paths.
We're learning about the Dolmio puppet family.
The Dolmio puppet family. Okay. Yeah. So Scooby-Doo, they're like a family. They stick together.
They play chess
and they
together.
Eat. They eat together too. Do you know what that is?
Well, we've seen Shaggy and Scooby put huge sandwiches in their mouth.
Yeah, and also it's what you put fish and chips into. Yeah, so sometimes you cram that in there.
We're aware of that in the hole.
Yeah. So sometimes you don't have just fish and chips. That's not the only food we have. We have other foods. Sometimes worms. We have worms.
Yeah.
Sometimes those worms aren't worms. Sometimes they're something else.
How could a thing not be the thing it is?
It's very complicated to explain. You wouldn't know.
Okay, well, 13 seconds.
Sometimes, actually, you know what? They are worms. They are worms, actually.
Thanks.
Worms covered in blood. Sign me up.
Thank you. Thank you, Hid.
So good.
As you can tell, I think me and Sally are quite written comedians.
Yeah. Oh, speaks for yourself.
Yeah. Have you ever MC'd a gig before?
Yeah, I'm quite a good MC.
We don't know what any of this is.
Having a conversation as actually. when I'm
Andy, would you like to sum up what the Dolmio puppet family is?
King, silence, and queens.
Yeah. That's a bishop shit.
Andy, would you like to sum up what we've learned about the Dolmio puppet family?
Best. Sometimes there's a family and they're in Italy, and that's like a sort of more beautiful Japan, and they have worms and they're covered in blood and they eat them, but they're not worms, but they are. That's it. Sign me up.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you. There's so many different things to learn about. We'd like to learn about some things that have happened.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, select carefully.
Yeah.
The making of Bugs Life.
The right for women to speak.
Celia.
Uh-huh.
In 3 minutes, we'd like you to explain to us what happened in the 1980s UK miners' strike.
The 1980s?
Yes.
Okay, I know more about the 70s
one. Well, That might lead in. You've got 3 minutes and your time starts now.
Well, where to start? It was a dark, cold day. So the miners' strike in the UK. So a strike is when you've been overworked. Or
what's work?
So let's say you played chess like for too long. No, wait, that's about...
You slowed your heart right down.
Let's forget that. You work in the chip shop. The person that made your fish and chips.
Right.
That day. They've got a job. That's their job. They don't do it because they love it. That's right. Their job. Now, they've got certain rights that come with that job of making you fish and chips. And sometimes
what
when
rights
people...
do they have?
Like... oh, like they can they have certain hours in the week that they work and then they don't have to go over that. Sometimes... the big boss, the king of the company.
The Logan Paul.
The Logan... Oh, I don't want to go into this riff about Logan Paul. Don't make me do it.
He's not Logan Paul, but he's the Logan Paul equivalent of the fish and chip shop.
Yeah, exactly. So like it's... so then as a worker, if you get abused, you have rights. And sometimes...
Why would the Logan Paul figure abuse?
I don't like this Logan Paul thing.
Well, it's not Logan Paul, but it's...
It's not Logan Paul, it's just the... Let's call it the king, okay?
Yeah.
Why would the king abuse someone in a fish and chip shop?
Because of greed. Greed is in it. Greed. So then they'll want... So then workers get to go on strike. So strike is when... So strikes is when...
We do need to qualify. We do need to qualify what abuse is in this situation.
Abuse is when someone is... when someone takes advantage of you and...
So it's when the king takes advantage of someone
of
working
people.
In a fish and chip shop.
Yeah, so okay. Like, exactly.
In what way?
Making them work too hard, being like... Being like, oh, your lunch is only half an hour. Like, being really horrible.
Right.
And then...
How long
can
should
eat worms
a lunch
for
be?
A lunch, in my opinion, should be an hour and a half. Okay. But I'm very French. We don't have time to go into what France is. So then...
We've got 45 seconds.
No, fuck that.
But
so
you're very it.
Ah! And then, in the UK, which is a country... Is it? Is it? I don't know.
You tell us.
It's a place. And then there were miners, which are people that work underground.
What do they do underground?
Don't they do underground?
Let's start with what they do.
When they're striking, not very much.
What do miners... They mine... They love to mine.
That? What is it?
They love.
You know what a worm does?
Yeah.
No.
Gets eaten.
Yeah.
What's mining?
So then people were taking advantage of the miners.
What's mining? What is it?
Is it when you like hit stuff with a stick and then gold comes out? Is that?
Thank you, Elliot. Thank you very much.
What is mining, really?
It's when you hit something with a stick and gold comes out.
Exactly.
I'm gonna have to articulate that for my own sense of well-being.
There are these worms on the table.
There's some worms on the table that the things that we're making noise at are connected to, and Celia experienced so much emotion then that she picked up some of the worms and tried to drive them like a little car.
Like a mystery machine, perhaps.
Yeah.
if we're committed to the format.
Is this a filmed podcast? Because that would be a clip.
Yeah, it is. This camera's all around. Oh.
Don't know what that is.
No, and those words just came out of me. I didn't understand the context.
Yes, we've learnt that the UK miners' strike was a situation in which a king was abusing people in a fish and chip shop. And then the miners hit something with sticks.
They stopped.
And they stopped hitting things with sticks to make gold come out.
And then it was fine. And now, have you heard a minor complaint since?
We don't know.
I sure haven't.
Not since they went into the forest.
Where a different king could get at them.
Yeah. LP?
This podcast is sponsored by Prime Energy Drink. All flavours. Burgundy.
I'm going to fight KSP.
Burgundy
KSP.
Flavor. KSP.
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 That's KSP.
Huge.
Could you, in 3 minutes, please explain to us what John Smeaton's actions were in the 2007 Glasgow airport attack.
Okay. John Smeaton's actions. Okay.
The time starts now.
So you know Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
You guys know Scooby-Doo,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, everyone knows Scooby-Doo. Mm.
Do you know? We particularly do.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know?
You do. You Scooby-Doo.
So, so they
Sally is still experiencing emotions.
So sometimes they drive in a car. They drive in a mystery mobile, don't they?
Mystery machine. Yeah.
And sometimes they want to go to Italy. Italy, but you can't drive to Italy in the car.
Why
because
not?
There's fish in the way, bro.
There's fish blocking your
fish
way.
In the way. There's fish in the way. So sometimes you have to drive to a very special place. It's called the airport. And you don't need to know the context for that. It's just called the airport.
It's a special place.
Yeah.
It's like the Berghain.
Yeah, like the Berghain.
How judgmental is the airport?
Quite judgmental, actually.
Yeah. In what way?
They won't let you on if you bring a big enough stick.
Because they're worried you're going to hit the plane and get gold out of it.
Yeah. That's our goal.
What's the plane?
You don't need to know what a plane is.
Yeah, so that word came out of my mouth and I didn't know what it meant. Yeah.
So sometimes you want to drive to the airport. Sometimes you know there are villains in Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
Sometimes the villains will be at the airport.
Why?
They've got to go somewhere, don't they? They want to go to Italy too, don't they?
Well, they're going to court, aren't they?
Well, no, yeah, they're caught sometimes next to the airport. It's all the same. It's, you know, a village, there's an airport, there's a court, there's an Italian restaurant, there's, you know, all kinds, there's a fish and chip shop. This is all just a forest, This is a village, this is a world.
So an airport is a place that you go to?
Yeah. For fun.
Mm-hmm. And
to go to Italy.
Yeah.
To go to Italy.
Yeah.
So it's a sort of pre-Italy.
It's pre-Italy.
Yeah. But you can't drive to Italy because fish will stop you.
Yeah, fish will stop you.
Unless you're in Italy, then you don't have to fly there.
Yeah.
Because you're already there.
Don't add this to this.
Okay.
Sometimes you go to the airport. Yeah. Mm. Sometimes there's a villain there. There's villains everywhere. There's villains in the forest. There's villains in Bug's Life. There's a villain. There's a villain. Hopper, the big.
Hopper is a villain in Bug's Life.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes the villain will be on fire now. and. On fire. Okay, so
yeah,
what's on fire?
Okay, interesting. You know, do you know what a sauna is?
Yeah, yes, it's where you go to slow your friend's heart rates down.
Yeah, you need fire for that. You make that with fire.
You set your friends on fire.
Yeah, no, you set the sauna on fire and then you go near it.
Right. Is that why you can't bring a dog in?
You can't bring a dog in. Yeah. No, you can't put a dog on a fire. No, it's, you can't do that.
Why not?
Why not?
Dog would sort of. You'd have to bury it in the suicide forest. Anyway,
thanks.
Or give it to the. Or give it to the.
Time's up.
You're done.
Sign me up.
Thank you.
I think that was the. I think that was right.
Well, we appreciate all the information.
Yeah, it's all very helpful.
We assume it's right. We trust you, Andy. Would you like to sum up what we've learnt about John Smeaton's actions in the 2007 Glasgow airport attack?
I can't tell you much about John Smeaton's actions, but context clues I've picked up relate to what happened immediately beforehand. I think.
Yeah.
In that a villain was. In an airport, I'm presuming Glasgow Airport. A lot of people wanted to go to Italy, and he was keen to prevent this from happening. So he decided to make himself on fire.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't or shouldn't have put a dog on him. And that's.
Yeah, that's nowhere near him, especially at the airport.
Did you exclusively pick things that I've never heard of?
We don't know what you've heard of.
Just check my Instagram.
We don't know what that is. We're just learning. And the most recent thing we've learned is that if you set a dog on fire, you should bury it in the Japanese suicide forest. Yes.
It's pure respect. Mm-hmm. It's pure respect.
Because how would one disrespect a flaming dog?
Put him in a sauna?
Yeah, put him back in the sauna. Yeah. Get hotter.
It's already hot in here.
Yeah.
Have him with chips.
Yeah, that would be disrespectful to the dog if you had him with chips.
I think he'd be very angry.
And then would it become melancholic?
Well, you would be so melancholic, that dog.
There's so many things to learn about.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Celia.
Yeah. Huh.
In 2 minutes, could you please?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Could you please explain to us what a Christmas jumper is? Your 2 minutes start now.
2 minutes. What a Christmas jumper is?
Yeah.
Mm.
So in Scooby-Doo, which you remember, there were clothes in them. So that's...
clothes? What clothes?
So it's like fabric that you put over your body, and that's meant to represent your personality in some way. Now, sometimes clothes...
So Fred's little red thing around his neck represents
his
personality.
Off before the sauna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you remove your personality before you go into a sauna.
Yeah, you do. Okay. You don't want to come in personality swinging on. No.
What does Fred's little red thing around his neck tell us about his personality?
He's a fun guy. Red is a color that suits everybody. It makes everyone look good. So that's the kind of colors that actually you would find on a Christmas jumper.
Okay,
right.
Christmas is it is so jolly. It is the
you've seen how much Scooby Doo have we watched? You've watched the Christmas special?
I don't know if we have. We've watched a fair amount of Scooby Doo.
Okay. Yeah.
So you kind of like so Christmas is a time where you get together with your family pre sauna.
Have you played chess yet, or is that forthcoming as well?
You play chess with your so basically the day that you guys have had.
And how fast is your heart rate before the sauna?
Quite normal, like like that. Like that's a nice and pleasant.
So your heart rate is a sort of
yep. So that's like that. It's okay. The heart is in the mouth.
Okay.
So then you're with your family. The day that you've had watching Scooby-Doo, having fish and chips. And playing chess, that is the sort of stuff that you would do on Christmas Day. But because it's a special day,
right?
There are special outfits.
Okay.
So then you would do that, but the only difference is that you would wear a lovely jumper.
Right.
Also, sometimes Christmas is a very sad time and people end up in a Japanese forest. So do be careful to be surrounded. And if not, there are numbers you can call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Celia.
You are welcome.
That felt very complete to me as an explanation.
Sign me up.
Sign me up.
Thank
Santa.
Thank you. We've come to understand that the Christmas jumper is a sort of special covering you wear to commemorate the time that you ate fish and chips whilst watching Scooby-Doo with your family.
Uh-huh.
And
for that one day, everyone in the family has the same personality, which is Christmas.
Yes. And that's how people remember that. But it's important also to remember that sometimes on Christmas people go to a forest.
Yeah, and don't, like, as I said, I know this is a bit of fun, but if you need help, there are numbers you can call before you get to that forest.
Are you going to tell anyone what those
numbers are? And bury a dog.
Will you tell us what those numbers are?
113, is that one? What's 113?
113.
Yeah.
You've always got this guy's number.
Yeah.
0747.
0744. Shall we do number reveal?
Number reveal.
I think it's
what you guys have been waiting for. It is the number reveal.
It's a number reveal. Actually, 113 is just a bus route. So don't
know what that is. Huge. We got something we would like you to explain.
Oh yeah, you bet your fucking ass we have.
116123.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Huge. In 2 minutes, could you please explain to us what a slow motion replay is?
Okay.
Time starts now.
Once upon a time. Okay. So, you know when you watch chess?
When you watch it?
Yeah, you know, you like chess. You like watching chess. You know chess.
People We're familiar
play,
with
people,
chess.
People play chess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. People do, yeah.
The family. Some,
so, when...
Pre-sauna.
Yeah. Pre-sauna.
Yeah. So just slow the heart rate down.
Yes. So, in the final moves, in the final, you're sabotaging this explanation.
You spoke during my entire presentation.
Yeah, okay, fine. When you're in the final moves of chess, when the king is finally defeated, it's exciting, isn't it?
Mm.
The whole thing's exciting. Do you find the whole thing exciting? Do you feel that?
We find it hard to understand those sort of feelings.
Okay. Yeah. But you can understand that people watch it and they get excited. You can see that.
No, well, our understanding was that the heart rate drops.
Ignore that. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Heart rate rises towards the end of a chess game.
Well, I mean, sometimes, this is a real about face on our entire understanding of chess.
Okay, yeah. Fine. So sometimes when the king gets taken, You want to savor that moment. Isn't that the best moment of the game, of you understand of chess?
Well, how would we understand that the closing moments of the game should engender those feelings?
Oh, so you have no emotions.
We are capable of emotions, yeah. But we need to understand things in order to experience.
Well, you understand chess, so you understand how exciting chess can get.
No.
What?
Because we don't understand the point of chess.
Listen, let's play chess first. That's what we should play chess.
If we understood the point of chess, we might be able to understand why we feel emotional about it.
Okay.
20 seconds.
Winning is good. It feels good when you win.
It feels good to win.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Okay, it feels nice.
Why does it feel good to win?
It feels good to win because then you can lord it over your friend. Like if I won chess against you guys, I could scream in your faces, and that's good stuff. Okay,
and a slow motion replay is.
And it's a slower version of the
right.
The,
have, yeah. Thanks.
Thank yeah, you. Okay. Thank you.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was one of the best.
Would you like to take us through? Celia referred to her earlier explanation
as a presentation.
So, would you like to take us through what we've learned from Hugh's presentation?
Yeah, Hugh just presented to us that the culmination of a game of chess, the final moments of it, are exciting in some way because it feels good to win because then you get to shout at someone. If that happens slowly, that's a slow motion replay.
And sign me up.
Yeah, sign me up.
Sign me up. Yeah,
thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Is it normally? I know that this is the first time you're the clones of.
Yeah.
You aware of everyone else's.
What?
What?
No, okay. No, I'll stop now.
Okay.
Thanks.
We are fascinated by human behaviour.
Sorry, yeah. Keep touching the wires, the
stop.
Worms.
You don't have a license.
Celia, in 2 minutes, could you please explain what I would be doing if I were to take belly dancing lessons? Your time starts now.
First of all, that'd be very progressive. Belly dancing is amazing. Are you aware of your body?
We can feel it.
Understand that we've got a sort of physical
form.
So there's bits of your body, but the most important one in a body is, of course, the belly. The belly is bang on in the middle, pretty much.
Why is it the most important?
Oh, there's apart from the mouth, which has your heart in it, it has.
You did mention that, yes.
Yeah, it has a lot of. What a fun time the belly is! There's so much going on. We don't have time to cover it, but
it's where fish and chips goes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. After you've
is it beautiful?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And then you belly dance.
When you put them in your mouth, do the fish and chips go around the heart, or do they sort of go through it, or what's the?
I think they go a little. And then they go down.
Okay.
They go, so they avoid the heart. They say hello.
They touch it with their lips.
Yep. Okay. They go. They boop, and then they go down. So this is just science. Do you know what I mean? So then,
okay. The belly dancing.
Belly dancing is when you so the worm, for example, is a dance move.
But it's a long bug.
Yeah. So the worm has a way of moving that people impersonate. What's the word? Impressionate. You know that word.
Impersonate.
And that's a bit of fun because the movement of a body is fun for people to look at and it's fun to do. And belly dancing is a bit like doing the worm, but like standing up.
You keep referencing things being a bit of fun and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to briefly sort of give us an idea of what fun is and what it feels like?
It's what we're doing right now.
We're learning.
So fun, learning can be fun. So fun is when your heart rate is a bit...
Thanks.
Time. Thank you,
yeah.
Celia.
Yeah.
Very much appreciate that.
Sign her up, I reckon.
Sign me up.
You've explained to us that what I would be doing if I were to take belly dancing lessons is that I would be doing an impression of a worm.
Standing up.
I think that's really good.
In order to slow my heart rate a little bit?
Yeah.
No, to make it a bit speedier.
To make people around watching you have fun.
Yeah.
And speed their heart rate up.
And you would have fun as well.
Thank you, sir.
Like, everyone would enjoy it. It'd be, yeah.
Thank you.
So that's something to do later, then.
Sign me up.
Huge. In 2 minutes, could you please explain to me what I would be doing if I were to be cuckolding? Time starts now.
So, do you know Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't keep asking you guys, but I just don't know. Do you know Scooby-Doo?
Yeah,
we are familiar. With...
You familiar with the relationship between Fred and Daphne?
Well, there appears to be a relationship there. Yeah. We're not entirely sure.
We don't
sure
know if
as
they're
to
king
the
and
nature.
Queen together. But,
do you know what raw dogging is?
What's raw dogging?
We know what we know that Scrappy and Scooby are dogs.
Okay. Just a plug for your podcast.
So raw dogging.
Could either Scrappy or Scooby be described as raw?
I think they've only. I don't think they make them for dogs. I don't think they make the. Yeah. So yeah, I think you could say they. They only raw dog.
Okay. Well,
so, okay.
What is it?
Okay. So, when one dog and his cousin love each other very much, they raw dog. And sometimes...
I don't think we've seen this in...
And Scoop, well, no. You've clearly not seen every episode. You've not seen the Christmas episode, clearly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd know what that was. So, in the Christmas episode, you've got to check this out. Scooby Doo and Scrappy Doo raw dogging. Love each other very much.
But what is it?
It's sort of like it's like shaking hands, but right. Sort of nothing like that.
So it's okay, not like shaking hands.
No, I'll do better than that. It's like shaking genitals.
And what are genitals?
Genitals are below the belly.
Below the belly is a genital.
So they're less important than the things in the belly.
No, so if you have fish and chips, go past the belly, it comes out of the genital.
Right.
Yeah.
And do the fish interact with the genital on their way through?
Little kisses. Do they
have any part to play in raw dogging, or is that an unrelated system?
I think they raw dog too, and I think they make them free.
Thank you.
No, but as they're progressing out of the...
Your time is up.
And sign me up.
Thank you. Sign me up.
Sign me up too.
Sign me up. Andy, would you like to take us through what Hughes has explained cuckolding to be?
Sure thing. So in the Christmas episode of Scooby-Doo, Scooby and Shaggy...
Shaggy, actually.
Not Scooby and Shaggy.
Was it Scrappy?
Scrappy, yeah.
Yeah, Scrappy.
They shake their genitals at each other and fish comes out. And that's
of which they have no choice. They're not allowed to seal that up. They are raw dogging.
Mm-hmm. So what would happen to the fish if they weren't raw dogging?
They would be in the Johnny.
And who's that?
Johnny's from Johnny.
He was in A Bug's Life. Did you know Kevin Spacey was in A Bug's Life?
Yes.
Wow, that's why I didn't watch it.
So he played Johnny, or
he almost went to the suicide forest earlier this year. He's just don't worry, he's back.
Could he be described as a king?
He can be described as a king.
Short king.
So he could move through a suicide forest, but only one step at a time.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
I'm excited to explain the next thing.
Good, we're glad.
Yeah.
We are interested in the things that people say.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah.
And we would like to learn more about sayings.
Okay. Great. Oh, that's my... Oh.
Celia.
Yes?
Please be Celia.
Please be second rodeo. Then I get to do my bit.
In 1 minute, could you please explain to us what raw dog... No. In 1 minute, could you please explain to us what I would mean if I were to refer to a song as an absolute banger?
Oh, yeah.
You've got a minute. Your time starts now.
An absolute banger, that's when it's a song that makes you so happy. It makes you want to belly dance. It makes you want
to... It makes you want to put fish in your mouth.
And dance the night away. It makes you want to... In Berghain, that place...
Judgmental place.
It's judgmental because apparently when you get in there, it's amazing. And they play so many bangers, one after the other.
And bangers are good.
Bangers are so good. Right. But a banger actually can also be... It doesn't have to necessarily be happy. It can also be sad.
You can get a sad banger.
You can. And I think that the main thing with... an absolute banger is that it makes you your friends.
What's a sad banger?
A sad banger.
But you were saying the main thing about a banger.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes that I feel after a raw dog.
Yeah.
Exactly. Very sad.
You were getting on to, you were saying the main thing about a banger
it's
is...
Like, it's just make, it's like make, gets people together, makes you want to dance, makes you happy, can also make you sad, but it's like, oh, it's so good. I've got a list.
Your time's up. Thank you, Sally. Yeah. Thank you. You've explained to us that what I would mean if I were to refer to a song as an absolute banger is that it's a song that brings people together.
Yeah.
Mm. And to feel either happy or sad.
And they have a lot of them in the Berghain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so judgmental.
Yeah. Yeah. So many, you've got to be when you're...
Thank you, Sally.
...playing so many bangers. Sign me up.
Huge.
Hello.
In 1 minute.
Yeah.
Could you tell us what the phrase "every dog has its day" means?
Your time starts now.
So, you know raw dogging?
Yeah.
So
it's when fish comes out of a dog's genitals.
So that happens at very rarely. That happens as a treat, like a Scooby snack.
It's a rare treat to have a fish come out of a dog's
genitals.
Sometimes
we all get a raw dog, and it happens every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Every now and then.
Every now and then. Every now and then, and we call that. That's what we call having, you know, every dog has its day. That's what it comes from, the expression. And that expression is like, if you've been chess, if you get fish and chips, if you get yourself a sauna, if you punch a man at the airport, all these things, every dog has its day.
Yeah.
So having a day is either raw dogging or punching someone at an airport.
Yeah. Well, for me it is.
And when
how often do you have this day?
it's biannual.
is it pre-scheduled or
raw dogging?
It's raw dogging. Oh yeah, you put it in the calendar. You put that in the calendar. You know what? Don't sign me up.
It's like, it's already in the calendar.
It's on Christmas Day.
This is purely family
Santa
activity.
It's a raw dog is a family activity.
Yeah, it's when Santa comes into town.
Scrappy and Scooby, it's a cousin thing.
They are cousins, that's fair.
It's interesting you prepared that for me to explain it to you, given what we just talked about.
We're just fascinated to learn.
Okay, cool.
Every dog has their day.
You seem fascinated to learn, but there's a lot of sadness in your eyes.
Well,
is it because of the cloning or because... is it because you...
I think it's just the weight of knowledge.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Briefly, we'd like to sum up what we've learned that every dog has its day. Yes, means.
It's
raw dogging on Christmas Day.
Andy.
Yeah.
At the end of that, who do you think has provided the most satisfactory explanations?
Good luck.
How would you even know?
Well, I've just got to go with my...
We're trying to make a qualitative judgment between the two of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to do.
I also have questions too. Mm.
But that's difficult for us.
The exercise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to ask any of those questions?
No, I've forgotten them now.
I've got loads of questions, man.
Okay.
McBuster. McBuster. Life.
I thought you'd done some learning about A Bug's Life.
1998 is all I know, and it's given space.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I think for giving us a loose understanding of what place and location are, I'm going to go with huge. But
thank you very much.
As much as...
That's crazy that I've won something from that. That's
well, you haven't won yet.
He's going to shout at his friends now.
And raw dog.
Yeah. This isn't the day, is it?
What day is it today? I think as much as I enjoyed... I felt Sally's passion when she drove her little car.
Mm-hmm.
And that will stay with me. I think that... we learnt so much through the fish and the forest through Hugh. Huge. That I think...
this is bullshit. I'm out of here.
She's picked up the steering wheel.
I think we have to declare Huge the King or Logan Paul of...
Of the suicide forest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hope no abuses result from this.
And then you get to come back and do 10 minutes.
Huge Davis, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. I did enjoy explaining these things to you.
Thank you
so
much.
It made me think of my feet.
We're delighted.
Yeah.
And Sally Abbey, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Didn't enjoy it as much.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Because I lost. But, you know, I think actually, there's going to be a lot of listeners thinking, what? And, yeah, there was some injustice just there. But I'll be back next time.
Take it to court.
Because... Sign me up.
Oh, no, no, no. Come to the no, forest. Please don't.
Yes!
No, no, don't.
Yes!
Oh, no, another one.
Yes!
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's... Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
No.
Let's rob them.
Stop. Yeah, take that start.
You have been listening to Born Yesterday, featuring Andy Barr and me, Alexander Bennett. I created the show and Steve Pretty composed the music. If you've enjoyed the show, please tell people about it. Follow us on social media and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.